is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Love. The U.S. government, I always say, is a love government because a lot of people who come to America, they only hope for legalization, whether they're black, they're white, they're blue, they're green, is marriage to a U.S. citizen. Immigration, when they give an interview to a married couple, what they want that married couple to prove, they want that married couple to prove that it's a bona fide marriage, that that marriage wasn't entered into so that one of those spouse could get a green card, but it was entered into for love. Yeah, what does love have to do with it, right? So the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, in our immigration practice, we represent clients who are trying to change their status in the United States, and they have or will be getting married to a U.S. citizen. So clients come in for a consultation as to what to expect. And what they should expect is immigration, obviously, is going to want to have proof of the relationship. So you're married to a U.S. citizen. What does immigration expect? Well, do you all have a joint lease? Do you all have joint bank accounts? Utility bills like gas, electricity, telephone, cable. Are some bills in one spouse's name and the other spouse's name? Pictures. Pictures in the relationship before you all got married. Pictures at the wedding, pictures after the wedding, and hopefully you all are blessed with children. So immigration is probing, they're looking, they're seeking information, evidence, that's what we call it in law, and the burden of proof is you, the married couple, not immigration. Immigration doesn't have to bring the evidence, the proof to the interview. It's you, the married couple, working with your attorney, who will give you a checklist, who will give you information as to what you take to the interview, how the interview is going to be conducted, what is the difference between a regular interview and a Stokes interview, and all the issues obviously associated with marriage, because, hey, you might have an immigration officer who's like an old fart, he was born 100 years ago, and he still thinks, or she still thinks, that a married couple is supposed to have a will, giving your wife or your husband everything. No, why are you going to give away your money to a woman you just got married to, or a guy you just got married to? Please, you have to develop trust. And the trust is to bust, and to bust is like hell. No trust, no bust, no hell. You're going to tell me I just meet a sweet senorita, you understand what I'm saying? We have no children yet. You understand? We fell in love, quote unquote. You know, I say, okay, let me sponsor this young lady so she gets her green card. And 2 weeks after the wedding, I'll put my deed in her name. Yeah, why would I add my deed to my, add my wife or my husband to my deed when we just got married? punk immigration officer. You know why? Because when you get married and you put your wife or your husband on a deed, it's like if you're giving them a 50% gift of equity. Yes. It's like you just made a gift. You have a bank account with $100,000. You put your spouse's name on it. It's like if you just gave them 50% of your assets. Not only that, you marry a nice senorita, whatever, and then she goes shopping with all your bloody money. Please. So when we talk about proven a bona fide marriage and you come for a consultation with the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, we are not telling you to be an idiot because some immigration officer just came off the banana boat and doesn't understand life, doesn't understand other areas of law, wills, trusts, and estate planning, prenups, postnups. You don't give up your assets to your new wife or husband. You'd be surprised, you know, how quickly he or she will take your money. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. I've had many situations where we are representing people at immigration. And then all of a sudden, the husband comes to the office and says, or the wife, you know, my husband asks, he tells me I should put his name on the deed. And I say to them, listen, ma'am, listen, sir. You don't need to prove your love by giving away all your money. If he or she come and say, put their name on your deed, you ask them, can I put my name on your deed? Oh, you don't have a property. Okay. Could I put my name on your bank account? Oh, you don't have a bank account. Again, do not put your assets name in a spouse's name that you love, that is a bona fide marriage, and y'all just met each other. If you saw the movie, How Stella Got Back Her Groove, it's a movie where this lady, you know, went to Jamaica, got married, and, you know, she didn't realize it was a green card marriage because the guy didn't tell her that. And I've heard that story over and over and over and over in consultations, especially women when they come to the office and say, you know, he hurt me. As soon as he got that green card, he started treating me so badly. What can I do to reverse that green card? What can I do to protect myself from this person who exploited my love and affection? And then there are other stories too, obviously, where it seems like people went into green card marriages and they fell in love afterwards. So boy helping girl, girl helping boy, they are close friends, families, whatever. And boom, they fall in love, you know. I hear a lot of people when they're doing the wills, trusts and estate planning, they say, you know, Mr. Figueroa, when I meet my wife, man, you know, she's from the Caribbean, boy. I was born in this country, so I'm African-American. And when I married this lady, I was just trying to help her. But what happened is that lady started cooking food for me every day. I said, you're not accustomed to that? He said, no. He said, that lady started making my bed, cleaning the house, loving me up. I put on weight because that lady feeding me real good. I never thought a man could be treated like that. And some women say the same thing. But those were marriages that people were actually breaking the law because the marriage was not a bona fide marriage. It was not for love. It was for a green card. And these people fell in love afterwards. Ain't life something else? Yeah. It goes to some cultures who arrange marriages for their families, you know, because they think some men and some women, they're really at a young age or whatever age, they don't know how to choose a spouse properly. Because what is a marriage about, you know? And you will hear different ideas from different people, different cultures. The good thing about America, the good thing about New York City is that, you know, we have a collection of hundreds of languages in New York City. People from all parts of the globe. And these people, not all the time, not most of the time, but sometimes they intermarried among different cultures. And people say, whoa. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. The website for the law firm Figueroa & Associates is www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could schedule your consultations, date and time, in office, out office, and we will let you know on the website what the consultation fee is. Again, our number, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. And when we talk about share, we use that word for a specific reason. You know, why would you listen to this show? Fall in love with me because of my knowledge and kindness and not want to share my number. Don't be selfish. Don't keep me a secret. I don't want to be a secret. I want everyone to know about me. I want you to tell your mommy, your daddy, your friend, your uncle, whatever. Call that law firm. Call Mr. Figaro. Obviously, my staff will answer the phone. Call him. Schedule an appointment. Say, I want to meet Mr. Figaro. That lawyer's smart. Whether it be wills, trust, and estate planning, he could help you, you know, keep your assets, move your assets from one generation to another with the least tax issues, matrimonial issues, real estate issues if you want to sell your home or sell an investment property or buy. He could tell you what that property is truly worth. He understands real estate development and zoning laws and what a R7, R6, R5 means. That gentleman is smart. He has had his practice for over a quarter of a century. He has all kind of qualifications. He always talking about it. Mr. Figaro say he have a bachelor's in accounting, a master's in economics, a law degree in 2.5 years, a certificate in banking, 12 more credits for a degree in computer science, and 25 years experience. That guy real smart, seriously. And he has reasonable legal fees rate. He kind of stupid where that is concerned, you know. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share for the law firm of Figaro and Associates is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Your family from any part of the globe, Caribbean, Africa, Latin America could also call. Se habla español. Okay? Go to our website, schedule that appointment. Call our 800 number, schedule that appointment. And that appointment with the law firm of Figaro and Associates is going to be the bomb. It's going to be great, you know. Sometimes, most times, people's problems are solved at that consultation. They are directed in the correct direction at that consultation. They understand legal strategy that will be adapted by the law firm of Figaro and Associates. They understand the steps. They understand what retainer agreements have to be signed. And they understand, don't think you're going to pay a white man more because he's white and I'm smarter than him. So don't come and tell me, you understand what I'm saying, that you pay a Jewish person or a white person or whatever thousands of dollars and you only have a couple hundred dollars remain. Please, stay away from me. You understand what I'm saying? If I'm smarter than that guy, if I'm more educated than that guy, why the hell I should charge less than that guy? I'm not a sucker for punishment. Education is my asset. It is how I have to pay the bills for my children. Yeah, six of them, but three of them are young. Yeah. Again, give us a call. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share, and please share, is 855-768-8845. 855-768-8845. And just remember, as we started, the U.S. government is a love government. Whether they're Jews, Italians, Irish, or whatever, that's how they legalize their families too, by spousal petitions. Because the U.S. government has not given people any other avenue other than that when you come to the U.S. and you overstay your time. Peace.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, ask the lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figaro & Associates will protect you. Figaro & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your free consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Hey, the Supreme Court overturned abortion rights. The Supreme Court is going to come for us with gay marriages. The Supreme Court is going to come for us with mixed marriage. Well, the Biden administration, the Congress that we have now that are Democratic, they have a proposal already. Let's legalize gay marriages and not depend on Supreme Court decisions. And also, mixed marriage, mixed race marriages, you know, like black, white, like Clarence Thomas and his white wife. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to share, the number to keep is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Hey, you people are calling me and talking about God. You people are sending me emails talking about God when you listen to this show. Well, the best way to honor God is the number to share, the number to keep. 855-768-8845. Share that number and you do God's work. 855-768-8845. What laws would I like to see passed on behalf of immigrants? Hey, it's simple. Presidente Fox, Mexico, decades ago said, why you Americans allow 245i to expire? 245i, a special law where you pay the government a $1,000 penalty, expired April 30, 2001. It gave $1,000 per immigrant to legalize here. What did the U.S. government do? They said, well, look, from now on, April 30, 2001, we are love government. The only way you get a green card is if you're married a U.S. citizen or you have a child 21 years or older petitioning for you that sponsors you, or a child 21 years petitioning for their parents. It meant like job petitions, whether it be domestic workers, whether it be workers in government, whether it be workers in the private industry, those people could never get a green card in America if they had overstayed their time or they came to the U.S. without inspection. Why did they stop it? On Christian behavior by the U.S. government under President Clinton and President Bush. The closer they say they are to God, the further they are in reality by the laws that they pass that are not kind to immigrants. And if you read your Bible properly, God did say, be kind to immigrants. And anyone who doesn't believe what I said, do not communicate with me because you cannot read your Bible properly. I am not your pastor. I'm not your rabbi. I'm not your whatever. Do some research. So instead of spending useless time on a dating site, educate yourself. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. KKK Russian Trump said, oh, there's about 15, 20 million undocumented people in America. Well, KKK Russian Trump, who tried to take over the U.S. government illegally with a coup on January 6th. Okay, let's say you're right. If we had 245i and it was 15 million, times that $1,000, it could be $15 billion in revenue for the U.S. government. Some people say take it to 2,000. That would be $30 billion tax revenue for the government. Well, for the immigration, USCIS. So that they could have better, what? Protection for us at the border. What if it was $3,000? That's $45 billion. Give these undocumented people a path to legalization and the reinstatement of 245i, like Presidente Fox suggested, and which we have intellectually discussed on this show for decades, needs to be reinstated. In fact, the same year that we had September 11th, 2001, when they bombed the Trade Center, the INS, as they were called at the time, Immigration Naturalization Services, said that because they stopped 245i that same year in April 30th, 2001, immigration was losing $300 million a year in security money that they use for security at the border. Sometimes we spit in the sky and it comes back in our face. God recognizes evil. How does he fight evil? As a warrior? God is a warrior. He's the best warrior. Brian Figueroa, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, I am a warrior. I fight for my clients. You guys run to the white man, the white woman, come to my office and say, save me. And then I don't turn my back on you. But what I would appreciate that you remember is that charity begins at home. We practice immigration law, bankruptcy law, wills, trusts, and estate planning, immigration, deportation issues. Yeah, we want to keep you here. You know why? Because America needs smart people and good business people. If you look at Flatbush Avenue, White Plains Road, Utica Avenue, Jamaica Avenue, Hillside Avenue, you'll see striving Caribbean Latino business. Why? Because we work hard and we are entrepreneurs. So we don't take from America, we give to America. 40% of Fortune 1000 companies, that means 400 of the 1,000 top companies in America were founded by naturalized citizens, i.e. people who were not born in America. And we will continue to contribute both with small businesses and larger businesses. Why? Because the educational system in this country sucks. In New York City, for example, we have the most segregated school system in the country. Yes, I am well qualified to help you with my law degree that I attained in 2.5 years, my master's in economics, my degree in accounting, 12 more credits for a degree in computer science, a certificate in banking. Do you think I use loose words when I'm saying I'm ready to represent you? 25 years my law practice has existed, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Give us a call. The number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Visit our website, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at Ask the Lawyer, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Call your congressman. Call your state senator, Gillibrand Schumer. Tell them, it's simple, reinstate 245i. Congresswoman Clark, Jeffries, Nydia Velasquez, Ocasio, the socialist. Yeah, reinstate 245i. Go on a hunger strike. All of you guys in the Senate, Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand, Hakeem Jeffries, Yvette Clark, all of you guys, go sit next to the Lincoln Memorial and go on a hunger strike. Don't eat food for a week. Just drink water. Make a statement to the nation that 245I needs to be reinstated, that we need immigration reform. We need immigration reform just like the right to abortion, the right to a gay marriage, the right to a mixed marriage. And I could go on and on and on. There are also laws where employment law is concerned, civil rights laws that have not been addressed. And get rid of the filibuster. And put, yeah, let's get about 10 more Supreme Court justices. No, odd numbers. Yeah, 10 more. We'll have 19. And start putting some Supreme Court justices that are not Catholics. We have too many of them. Of 9 Supreme Court justices, 6 are Catholics. Their emphasis is more what the Catholic Church believes than what the American people believe. Peace.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figueroa, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figueroa.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your free consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Are you a landlord with a tenant from hell? Are you a tenant with a slump landlord? You have rights. Don't take matters in your own hands. Let us handle matters for you legally. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a consultation. Call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make a difference.
The COVID-19 vaccine now offers big protection for little New Yorkers as young as 6 months. So now the whole family can be better protected from COVID-19. Talk with your pediatrician about the COVID-19 vaccine. To learn more, visit nyc.gov/vaccinefinder or call 877-VAX4NYC.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Mr. Figaro, there is a foreclosure crisis in Brooklyn, amplified by the COVID-19 pandemic. Brooklyn is known as the foreclosure capital. Added to this issue, persons are losing their homes through deed theft and deed fraud. As part of the deed fraud, persons are signing their deeds for loans, money, and even before short sales. Are persons naive, stupid, or victims of predators?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro and Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers, and Ms. Phillip, all of the above. All of the above. What happens in our community is, obviously, you know, we depending on freeness, you know. They say the best things in life is free, not in a foreclosure. Not in a foreclosure action. You are about to lose your home, your property, your investment, your pension plan, your estate that may have money, so you're robbing your children by not getting a proper legal consultation. You are also very trustful. Slavery, separatism laws, all of these issues. Black Lives Matter. And you still trust some white man coming knocking on your door that say they're going to help you. Poor you. You know? You think that somebody knocking on your door that doesn't look like you, that was your former slave masters, is going to give you the best advice possible. They are coming to you to steal your property, to steal your home, to steal your pension. How stupid are you? Especially if you listen to this program each and every week. You got questions, we got answers. Ask the lawyer. And you know what? It's a free consultation. Yeah. And you could even get it on the phone. Yes. But you still trust this white man knocking on your door saying he's going to be your savior. Well, the last time I looked and did research, God ain't white. God is a person of color. And God doesn't steal from you. I'm not saying that I'm God. But, hey, where do you get this idea that you have to trust your oppressor? Trust, trust, trust. To trust is to bust, and to bust is like hell. No trust, no bust, no hell. And you will be in hell if you do a deed transfer. If you do not check the options of a Chapter 7, Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Short sale means you get nothing. The only money you get is, in a short sale, what the buyer pays you under the table, which is illegal. Deed transfer, why would you want to give someone power over your property, fool? Because they give you $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. You are giving away leverage to a property that may have tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars in equity. Or you don't trust your mama, you don't trust your papa, you don't trust your children. Who can you trust? To trust is to bust, and to bust is like hell. No trust, no bust, no hell. A lawyer an attorney that you hire, you retain, is an attorney obligated by law to serve your best interests. And if that attorney is not serving your best interests, you have the grievance committee and other forms of restitution. Some crook come into your home with dollars you have no restitution for. Maybe litigation, and that will cost you money. So if you are in arrears with your mortgage, there are various COVID-19 remedies. If you have been delinquent for years on your mortgage and you have a Supreme Court action, you should not be representing yourself in court. If you are negotiating a loan modification, you should not be doing it on your own. And yes, good advice does cost money. And what you have to do is speak with an attorney who may give you a payment plan, like our office do, or talk to family members that could help you in terms of giving you a loan. But before you sign documents, you should speak with an attorney. And because of the Ask the Lawyer program, you could call and get a consultation right over the phone. Yes. And why would Ask the Lawyer, Figure and Associates give you a free consultation? Well, that's part of how we give back to our community, because we want to see you prosper. When you prosper, our community prosper, and businesses in our community, lawyers, etc., should prosper from that prosperity. We are tired at Figure and Associates, Ask the Lawyer, observing that our community does not try to work with law firms in the community or nonprofit organizations, and you have to be careful with some of them that are trying to assist you with saving your home. Some people come to the office and they say, well, you know, I haven't paid my mortgage for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. And I said to them, well, you didn't pay a mortgage during that time. You didn't have to pay your rent. What did you do with that money? Did you save it? Do you have it in a safety deposit box? You hide in the cash? What did you do with that money? Because a lot of times, you know, some people think that people in foreclosure are victims, when in fact, they are trying to outsmart a lawyer, outsmart a nonprofit, and outsmart the bank. Yes, there are two sides to the coin. Are you truly in fear of losing your home? Or are you hustling the bank, hustling the lawyer, hustling the nonprofit, hustling everyone, and building that big house back home, so to speak? You have to be very careful. We do have predators in the community, but some of us behave in a manner in which we are also predators. And why can I make that statement? Experience. You know, someone will come to the office crying, oh God, oh God, oh God, I'm losing my home, I'm losing my this. And after we do proper analysis, we determine that this person really, really has been negligent in terms of how they go about their finances. And that's part of what a loan modification is. A loan modification means they want certain proof, whether it be apartment rentals, tax returns, income of different family members. And if you cannot provide that for the loan modification, most times you would not succeed. So some people have plans, which is good. It's good to have a plan. It's good to have an approach to your financial issues. But we are sophisticated enough here at Figure and Associates to understand the various issues associated with foreclosures. Also, some people say, look, you know, why it is Mr. Figaro? These white people keep coming to my house all the time. They want to buy my home. I bought it a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. But they keep asking me to sell me my home, sell me my property. And quite a few times, what may have occurred is that the property has been rezoned. It means that instead of having a two-family there, an eight-family, a nine-family, a 15-family could be built there. It means that you have an asset because of rezoning. And many times, these people who come and offer you money, a bag of cash for your property, they know the real worth of your property. That's part of the basic research that we do when clients come to the office. We determine whether or not your property is valued more than you could ever imagine, and these people want to rob you. But you know what? Again, how often does a white man come to knock on your door and ask you to give and want to give you a gift? Which white people does do that? We know not KKK, Russian, Trump, and others. We know, obviously, predators in our community, gentrification, people building, you know, real estate developers. Working with your same city council representative, they are coming to rob you. Why? Because you're stupid. Why are you stupid? You didn't get proper information. Stupidity means that you don't have an education, that you do not understand certain factors within what we call real estate development or valuation of properties. But you know what? You trust. You trust this former slave master. You trust this person that has traditionally taken everything away from you historically. And all of a sudden, they want to help you. You know, they call that, what, victim craziness? That you so want to trust a white person that you say, you know, nah, they don't want to rob me, nah? Yeah, right. How you think they got their wealth in the first place? By giving away information? By giving away knowledge? So before you do a deed transfer, before you do a debt consolidation, before you trust anyone coming to your home, because they have black people, brown people working for white people that come in to steal your property, steal your home. So before, because you see a person or that look like you or sound like you, it doesn't mean that you could trust them. Why? Because they could be an agent. They could be working on behalf of someone else who want to rob you of any equity in your property. So where does the problem begin? Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Yeah. And that's where the problem begins. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions. We got answers. You get truthful responses to how you could save your home or your property. And we give you a template how we're going to help you achieve your goal. We treat you as an intelligent, thinking human being, and we will explain the process to you. If you want to behave in trickery, maybe you should just go ahead and work those people. But your trickery is not better than their trickery, because trickery with them is not going to give you anything other than losing your home. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. You could visit our website on bankruptcies and foreclosures and other issues. We are going to do a special broadcast on student loans to get student loans forgiven in a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. You got questions, we got answers. 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845, or visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Visit our bankruptcy section. You're going to see various options on various areas of laws. You could go to those the various practice areas so that you could learn more about your legal rights, and give us a call or schedule an appointment on Ask the Lawyer. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Our website is www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Or you could call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. And you could share this telephone number or this website with your friends and family. Again, you could share this information to your friends and family. Please, when we talk about Black Lives Matter, it's not only the KKK, Russia, and Trump, and the NYPD coming for us. It is also other elements in our community, the gentrifiers, the real estate developers, that many of our Black elected officials work for. Yes, Black and brown, they're working for these real estate developers. If you want to know whether or not your elected official is working for the developers, Eric Adams, Jemani Williams, all of them, go to the election campaign website, look and see who is donating money to your elected officials. Yes, look at who is donating money to your elected officials, and you will be unpleasantly surprised. What did I say? You are going to be unpleasantly surprised. Please, what lawyers do for you is legal research, and from that legal research, they come with a course of action. We listen to the facts, we apply the law, and try to come up with solutions that will benefit you. Elected officials are only interested in their paychecks that they never had before. They move from poverty to a good salary by getting elected. Yes, they move from poverty to having some money by being elected. And they will do anything to stay elected. Because someone is a Democrat, it doesn't mean you have to trust them. You do not trust the Republican. You do not trust the Democrat. You have to look at the work product of this Democrat in your area here in New York City. New York City, the Democrats have a monopoly. That is why they have not done anything for us in terms of desegregating the most segregated school system in the country, the New York City public schools. Yes, to trust is to bust, and to bust is like hell. No trust, no bust, no hell. When I came to this country, sometimes you make presumptions, and then later on you learn that your presumptions is wrong. So people say, don't be a field slave, be a house slave, don't be a house slave, be a slave, a field slave. We have to stop being slaves, and we have to stop trusting people because they look at like us. We have to trust them when they show that we could be trusted, and that's from their work product. And a lot of our elected officials do get money from real estate developers. So who's the daddy? Yes. My name is Brian Figueroa. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have any foreclosure issues, loan modification issues, give us a call. Don't do any deed transfers unless you consult with the office. And those consultations, my people, are free via the telephone system. Why? Because we have to socially distance. Some clients come to the office because they have to bring documents for us to review. But all these consultations, for the most part, are free via the telephone. 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Biden wears a mask. You wear a mask. And President Barack Obama has endorsed Biden, and we do so also. We think that Biden could do for America what America needs. America has to be more civilized. America has to represent all of its people. KKK, Russia, and Trump got the endorsement of the NYPD, the PBA. It tells me that the NYPD, PBA, is a racist group. Because KKK, Russia, and Trump, it is no secret, he is a racist. I challenge our elected officials to do the right thing and protect us from the NYPD. And I call out all NYPD officers, Black, brown, white, fire your PBA leadership. Fire your PBA leadership, because they are taking you a part of destruction. They are saying that KKK, Russian, Trump is good for New York City, and he is not.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Hey, New York, this is Mayor Eric Adams. Knowing your COVID-19 status means you can confidently enjoy everything New York has to offer. And now you can pick up a free COVID-19 at-home test at locations all over the city. No insurance or ID needed. Pick up, test, enjoy. To find your nearest location, call 311 or visit nyc.gov/COVID-test.
When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For a case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
The paralegal profession is one of the fastest growing professions in the United States. The Chamber Certificate Program gets you on the path to success. If you want to become a paralegal or are a paralegal and want to upgrade your skills, this program is for you. Or perhaps you want to be an advocate, community leader, or just know your rights. Invest in your future, personal and professional development. The program costs only $550 for the year. For more information, visit www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org. Get yourself on the path to success today.
Hello, my name is Michael Walks, and I'm a student of the Chamber's Paralegal Certificate Program. And here's why you should be one as well. They are trusted professionals and have proven results over 20 years of experience. And the practice areas are included but not limited to civil rights, personal injury, workers' compensation, social security, disability, immigration, matrimonial, and a variety of other areas, which you will obtain a quality education as well as I am right now. So for more information, please go to www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org or call 718-722-9217. That's 718-722-9217.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Remember, this is your opportunity for a consultation on absolutely any legal issue or concern that you may have. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Call us on issues such as personal injury, accidents, medical malpractice, divorce, separation, child custody, child support, wills and probate, estate planning, elder law, real estate, bankruptcy, corporate, business law, immigration, civil rights, criminal defense, taxes, both individual and business, and workers' compensation. The number once again is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. Be happy, be safe, be well. It's summer and it's a wonderful time to be grateful. And in the words of Henry Ward Beecher, gratitude is the fairest blossom which springs from the soul. Be happy, be safe, be well.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Whoa, have no fear for atomic energy.